I'm Stacy Holmes, and this is Glordinary, a few moments where we celebrate God's glory and champion the ordinary. I'm glad you're here. Oh, friend, I have questions. It's a phrase I utter on repeat the older I get. Whenever I see things I can't unsee or read headlines that certainly cannot reflect the actual world that we are living in, I silently say, I have questions. That phrase found its way to the pages of my journal for the gazillionth time recently one morning. You see, I was reading the story of Mary and Martha. Do you know them? Two sisters and a brother, Lazarus. He's the one who died and Jesus raised back to life. Talk about perpetual bragging rights. I mean, how do you even compete with that? But before the big Lazarus come forth moment, there was this misunderstood eruption. Let's listen together. It's super short. As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." That's Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Okay, permission to be real? This story, not a fan favorite of mine. Mary and Martha, oh boy, do I have questions. And I'm just gonna say it from the top, I'm Team Martha. For two millennia, we have shredded this poor woman and developed a whole undermining of Martha's role. And frankly, I have questions. She's only got five little verses sharing this story. Five. And here we are, demonizing Martha as a workaholic woman that was just too busy to take some time out to be with Jesus. It says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And frankly, distracted? Really? I mean, she kind of just sounds human to me, like a normal woman with a really full plate. So why is she so distracted? Maybe she was just trying to be a gracious host. I mean, that seems like a godly thing, right? And why wasn't she getting any help? Let's talk about her slacker siblings for a second. Or, just go with me here for a second. Is it possible that Martha was packing the entire family for a big trip only for her brother Lazarus to breeze in at the last second and be like, "Martha, you're so stressed out. We can pack in like 5 minutes." Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. But Martha was distracted. You know what's interesting? The original Greek word here for distracted, it means this, to drag around all that is distracting. Yep, that pretty much defines me, and I'm guessing it may define you too. Dragging around your distractions, your priorities, your jobs, your worries. Oh man, can I relate to this image? Like a ball and chain, I sure can drag around my distractions like a profession, rehearsing everything I need to do, should do, haven't done, and I can't forget to buy bread because I gotta pack lunches next week Tuesday. Ugh! It is exhausting to drag around all of my distractions. Please just make it stop. So yes, I have questions, but I find those questions pointing back at myself. What am I distracted by today? What's eating up the last remaining brain space available in my mind? I'm gonna guess it's not just me. And Martha, well, she has questions too. Listen again. "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do the work by myself?" Man, I love her. Say that, Martha. You know, it's funny. The disciples, they hurled that same question to Jesus also in Mark chapter 4. Right when stormy seas were threatening to splinter their boat into sawdust. And they said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Don't you care? And isn't that the same question that I'm asking? The real question? Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that this is like killing me, kicking my tail, overwhelming me, making my brain work so hard? Don't you care? Where are you at, man? Are you even listening? Well, it catches my notice that Martha says, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? That word left in the Greek, it means to abandon. So Martha wasn't just saying that she had a lot to do. She was saying, it's all on me, man. Martha felt alone, unseen, and like it all fell to me, myself, and I. Yep. So Martha has questions. Lord, don't you care that I'm all alone? Don't you care that it's all on me, that it all falls to me? There's no one else. Don't you care? You know, I am grateful for Jesus' response to Martha's questions, her doubts, her pain. And he says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary's chosen what's better, and it will not be taken from her. He calls her by name, not once, but twice. Was she bustling about when he said her name the first time? Had she turned her back to accomplish just one more thing? Martha, Martha. And just like that, he has her heart. He's captured her focus, drawing her in to hear his heart for her, toward her. You know, I can almost picture him, as I would assuredly do for one of my own daughters, gently, calmly saying, oh, sweet girl, you are so worried and so upset and so anxious about all the things. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is better, he said. Once again, in the original Greek, that would read a little differently, and it would sound a little more like this. Mary chose the beneficial part. Mary chose the beneficial part, the part that's beautiful, valuable, helpful. Isn't it amazing that Martha's value had nothing to do with what she got done or didn't get done? It had nothing to do with her accomplishments. It's not that Mary was better, and it's not that Martha was worse. It never was. It's about participating in what is beneficial. Lord, don't you care? Yes, he does care. He cares so much. He longs for you to participate in that which is beneficial. So today, what are you asking, Lord, don't you care about? What are you distracted by today? What's taking up your brain space, your heart space, crowding out the moments to be quiet, to still your mind, body, and emotions, to sit and listen to his voice instead of rehearsing your own? Lord, don't you care? He does care. He always did. He always will. And at the end of the day, he's Team Martha too. No matter what questions you're asking, no matter how much is swirling around you, you're not alone in this. I'm praying for you, friend. Have a glordinary day.